Hello, my name is Maureen McShane.
And my name is Vince Diggerville.
And we are first-year students at Lafayette College. We had the opportunity of interviewing the students living at the doghouse here at Lafayette College. The house is a living, learning community where students are able to raise service puppies. Living, learning communities are where faculty support student-to-student engagement in campus housing based on academic curriculum. In the doghouse, there are three Labrador Retriever puppies named Lance, Hugo, and Basie.
The students first explained what their responsibilities are living at the doghouse.
Each dog has one of those binders, and it outlines everything we have to do for them, basically. So whether it's like training them, or like we have to wake up in the middle of the night to take them out.
It gives you like, every week you move on another step, and the maps have like four steps, and you follow that for 4 weeks, and then they know come or look at me or whatever.
We also like take them to the vet and stuff for their regular checkups.
Right. Basically, our main goal for like the service dog raising, and anybody's main goal for the first year of service dog raising is basically basic obedience and socialization. So that's what we're mostly focused on.
The puppies are constantly going through training and are surrounded by the students at the doghouse 24/7. The bond the students have formed between the puppies is already strong, even after just a few months of working with them.
The socialization is really important because there's like a window of time where the puppy has to meet like this whole page long thing of like umbrellas, people with beards,
construction, parking.
According to Alexandra Horowitz in her book Inside of a Dog, What Dogs See, Smell, and Know, this period of social learning where the dog learns who is a friend and who is a stranger is critical for the puppy's development. She can, so walk in the dog.
Along with the dogs experiencing changes through socialization, the students have also felt differences in themselves too.
There's definitely something to be said of like looking after someone other than yourself. Mm-hmm. I definitely feel like I've definitely like gained a different side of like my mother nature type feel.
Caroline Knapp, author of Pack of Two, mentions the parent-child love humans feel for their dogs. She explains that people turn to pets for love and affection by default, because real love and affection are so hard to come by in today's world. She also quotes French psychiatrist Marie Bonaparte, who says, "Dogs are children that do not grow up or depart." It is common for dog owners to feel this way toward their animals. Through raising a dog, it becomes the owner's duty to care and nurture for their pup.
I mean, I worked at a day camp for a couple of years, so with little kids, and it's just like the constant staring. Like, you can't not know what they're doing. You always have to know exactly what they're doing. And even like when we're outside, we're with them every second because they can eat something. Like, Basie escaped the first week out of like a hole this big. He got out. Like, how? I don't know. But just like that kind of thing, like, you always have to have your eyes on them.
All of the dogs have developed very distinct personalities, even at only 12 weeks old.
Basie's, I would like the total weirdo of the group. I don't know, Mike was sending me videos of him, like, under his bed today, moving the bed around.
Lance, like, is the instigator.
Oh, yeah.
Having a well-defined character is something that is usually assumed to be a human trait, not necessarily one our pets can possess. This attribution of human characteristics is known as anthropomorphism. Horowitz says she is wary of anthropomorphizing animals because it is impossible for us to prove our dogs have human emotions with which to explain their actions. This student is anthropomorphizing Basie by calling him a weirdo because his behavior would seem strange if he were a person, but is most likely normal from a dog's perspective. It is important, however, for the students that they remind themselves why and for whom the puppies are really there.
Even today, like when Mike and I were at the vet, this woman asked us, like, she was like, "Oh, I have a question. My daughter has diabetes. Like, how do you go about getting a service dog?" So we quickly told her like where we were from, or like where the dogs were from, and gave her a pamphlet, and it, like, just even seeing that, just to know, like, people are interested and people need it, and I think that is also part of, like, the whole rewarding process.
After leaving the house, these dogs will be paired with someone on a service dog waiting list. Remembering that the pups are eventually going to be given to a person that needs them gives the students a sense of pride, since they were a critical part of what will make these dogs able to serve people. This end goal does, however, bring into question whether or not the animals are being seen as just a means to an end.
Depending on how you view it, dogs may have intrinsic value, value in themselves, or instrumental value, having value for another's use. As service animals, these puppies can be viewed more as having instrumental purposes, but when we asked the students what they thought, they challenged this idea.
I think that no matter what, they always have intrinsic value. It's
like they're humans, like regardless of like the work they do during the day, they're still gonna like go home with some person and like be loved like a normal animal and like be treated like a normal animal. So,
and they have times when they are just like a normal dog.
Yeah,
they have puppy playtime outside where, and that's when they're out there not with their capes on and they're allowed to do whatever they want. They're allowed to bark and like anything. They eat each other, honestly.
Dogs like want to be loyal and to please like their masters. So, and you can see that the moment we have like really cool fanny packs out the moment we put those on, they like sit and stare at us and they're just like 10 times better than when we're just hanging out in the house.
Even though it appears these puppies only have one purpose, to help people in need, they still have the ability to be normal dogs and are still loved and cared for by their owners. In the future, when the dogs do end up going off to serve humans, they will still have a close bond with the owners as they will be with them constantly. These service puppies are meant to do good in the world, and the students living at the doghouse are aiding in that beneficial outcome.
Knowing that these dogs are there to make someone else's life better doesn't mean that students don't become attached, though. When asked about what's going to happen when it's finally time to say goodbye, they said,
"Try not to think about it."
Yeah, honestly.
It feels so far. I know it's going to come up so fast because I can't believe we've already had them for almost a month now, but I just really can't think about it. It's going to be sad.